This morning at Hyde Park's Mise en Place restaurant, the Tampa Downtown Partnership hosted a panel discussion focusing on the city's independent businesses. All four panelists are members of the Tampa Independent Business Alliance, or TIBA. Carla Jimenez owns Inkwood Books, is on the board of TIBA, and is on the national board of the American Independent Business Alliance. Jimenez said that shopping at locally owned businesses keeps money in the community.
My mantra, which I think everybody should memorize and repeat over and over, is that when you spend a dollar locally, it circulates in the local economy at least three times, often bringing as much as five times as much revenue through sales tax, repeated sales tax collection. And up to 80% of the money spent in a national chain leaves town in the overnight deposit, never to be seen again in this community.
But just as important as the economic benefits of buying from local independent businesses, Jimenez said, is how unique businesses enhance the community.
It's the locally owned independent businesses that are unique and diverse that actually define a community, that define the sense of place and the sense of community, and that make people want to stay or visit a place. So that just as when I go to another city, I don't go to the chains, you know, and say, come back and tell my friends what a fantastic, you know, so-and-so they had there. But I will come back and talk about the unique bookstore or the really great cafe or something unique that you cannot find in your own city. So particularly because Tampa is a tourist destination, we think it's especially important here to nurture and maintain and appreciate our locally owned independents for what they define our city as.
Marianne Ference is co-owner of Mise en Place and president of TIBA.
People are really searching for a sense of community. We've found that it's important to our well-being, and as we've become a world that's so spread out, now we find people turning back and saying, okay, where do I fill that organic need? And I think that independent businesses provide a sense of place and a sense of community very strongly, and so I think they're sort of a natural pull and draw, and I think that's why one of the reasons why they're so essential to a community and to a community's growth and a community's health.
The philosophy or feel of shopping at a chain store is different from an independent business, according to Ference.
Chain stores' success are built on creating a really great formula and then repeating that formula every day really well and having the execution of that formula, and that's what drives them to success. Independent businesses are about heart and soul and idea and ingenuity, and so they're people even more people dependent than any business, and therefore, though they can add a lot more to community, they also can respond to conditions in the business environment very quickly. That's the biggest difference I see in terms of how they just operate. What makes that business get up and go on a daily basis?
Inkwood Books' Carla Jimenez thinks Tampa could benefit from a series of independent business investment zones, also called IBIZ.
The place I know that it's the most successful is in Austin, and it came through their Austin Independent Business Alliance, which says to keep Austin weird. It's a terrifically large and successful organization, and they've worked with their city government and actually have public funding for marketing and some infrastructure assistance for these IBIZ zones, which are five separately identifiable neighborhood districts within Austin that have their own character. We would think would be great for Tampa's downtown as well as some other neighborhoods in Tampa like Seminole Heights, Ybor, maybe the University area. So maybe someone can get our public officials to give that some attention.
Ellen Brown owns the Old Tampa Book Company in downtown and is concerned about vacancies in her building and nearby.
How do we get these landlords to stop holding empty buildings waiting to make a lot of money? We need them to have a commitment to this community, to be willing to rent at what is realistic market rate to independent businesses, and not to hold it empty for year after year after year, which just makes a blight on this town.
How does that affect your business?
It affects my business deeply. I mean, when the building that I'm in had people upstairs, and when the adjacent building, which is a 12-story building, was full of office people, then every noon, my business was swarming with people. I had regular people who came in day after day after day. They were part of our community. That space is empty now.
This Saturday, June 28th, TIBA businesses will be showcased at Nature's Harvest Market at 1021 North MacDill Avenue. That event will kick off Independence Week that runs from July 1st through 7th. For more information, visit tibatampa.org. Full disclosure, WMNF is a member of TIBA. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.